A proud day, Warren, to be manager at Windsor Park for your first game.
Very proud day. As I said there, you know, it's important to get the first one out of the road at home. You know, all the hype that's built up, I've played in these games before. Many a times, first new stadium, remember at Bournemouth. Moving into the new stadium, we got turned up and got absolutely hammered. Because, you know, all the hype's on it and all the pressure's on us. I said to the boys before, no matter who you are, what you are, the pressure's on us. You've got to handle it, and I was delighted with the way we played today. Listen, people, you know, will probably say keep the ball, but I was brought up to play football, and I thought that we tried to do that in the right manner. Yes, it would have been great to get a second, but, you know, we kept the ball well. We worked for each other, and I'm pleased to get the 3 points, because I was worried, you know, after the Lord Mayor show, coming into these new pitches, all the hype and all the razzmatazz with it. But as I say, I'm delighted with the way it's went.
Another clean sheet must really please you.
Listen, you know, clean sheets are massive. It's, you know, just ask any striker scoring goals. Defenders want clean sheets. Goalkeepers want clean sheets. And that's for City. They've got the jerseys at the minute. They've got the jerseys. No one's guaranteed a place in this team. And that's 3 clean sheets on the bounce. And listen, I'm delighted with the way they've went about it. I've asked Shannon to play on it right back because of Higgs. And I thought he's fantastic today. You know, he's a midfielder and he's fitted in. And, you know, big Hoggy got the armband because Higgs wasn't fit. And, you know, the big man pops up with a header. Jamie Richards brought Jamie in, you know, full time football. You know, I'm probably his biggest criticism often, but he's a fantastic kid. He's done really well. There's another clean sheet under his belt, and, you know, I'm delighted for him. And obviously, Matty Clark, fantastic, fantastic player he is. Get up and down, you know, good defender. And as I say, I feel sorry for Quinny, because, you know, Quinny, he's a good kid. Doesn't get his head down, but he's going to be needed. And, you know, I'm delighted, and even delighted for Johnny Tuffy at the back there, because, you know what I mean, with the clean sheets he's gotten, that's 3 in the bounce now, so I'm delighted for that. Breeds confidence.
Great cross by Evan Sproul for a great finish by Mark Hockey, a captain's goal to win the game, wasn't it?
You know what Sproul's got pace. I said, you know, they want to live in this league for pace with him, but, you know, it's fantastic that you've got that outlet. And, you know, as I got older, I get slower. He's getting quicker, I think, at 33. But, no, listen, it's great for us. You know, he's an outland big Hockey. What a header. You know, I don't think you'll see a better header this weekend for the big man. He couldn't have put it nowhere else. And I'm delighted for the big man, because he's a great, great trainer, great attitude. And, you know, he's one that, you know, I think could go on, have a bigger career at this football club or somewhere else, and full-time.
Great occasion for everyone at the club being home again today after so many weeks on the road, isn't it?
It's fantastic. It's a great pitch. You know, obviously I said before about what I think of the surroundings of it, but it's a fantastic pitch to play football on, and we went about that the right day. Listen, I don't want teams and players to boot balls, and as I said this before about getting, you know, balls going in the ice baths after games and giving them 2 headache tablets. It's been in the air that much. I want to get the ball down and play. And whether we go back to the goalkeeper or we're not, we're doing it with a purpose. You know, and as I say, that's the thing that pleased me today. We were patient and we knew it was going to be hard. You know, the pressure's on us. They come here with 3-5-2 to flood the midfield. Sometimes when we lost it, went in there 1 up top. But, you know, you don't know how hard that is to break down. And you know, we got that chance, we broke it down. And, you know, the Italians done it for years. Many times a day go and win 1-0. And that's the thing that I want to bring into these boys is, whether you win 1-0, 10-0, it's 3 points on the board. As I said, it's Tucker's joint top.
Warren Point showed last week how good they are drawing McClivenville, so to get a result here is an excellent day out, isn't it?
That's fantastic. They're on the back. Listen, you know, I said to the manager after, he wants to play the right way, and fair play to him. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about us, and, you know, they're on the back of 2 good results. And, you know, I keep going back to this stuff, they're starting laughing now. You know, it's exciting to be up there, because we want to be up there. You know, we're joint top with Glenavon, we have a game in hand. You know, it'll be a great game for us next week. So, as I say, it's one that we've just got to take 1 game at a time and look forward to that.
Peter Thompson, Jimmy Mulgrew coming on late at the end of the tunnel, injury players coming back.
Well, there'll be a few more hopefully this week, touch wood. Yep, I said I want people who's going to fight for their place, and no one's guaranteed anything, no matter what you've done or what you have. Everyone's got to earn that shirt, and that's what I want. I want hungry players. You know, I say I fired Shannon, I fired Sammy, and today we Michael Carville. You know, it's about having a squad. Jamie's back, Tomo's coming back. Listen, it gives you food for thought, and, you know, everyone's going to be needing. We have had that many injuries at the wrong time, but, you know, if we can get them back, I tell you what, we'll be dangerous, believe me.
And you yourself off to Belgium with us tomorrow. Looking forward to it?
Cannot wait. It'll be a proud moment for me. My wife's a history teacher, as I said, and she's out all the time out there and tells me about it. But, you know, to go and represent Linfield Football Club, to remember who's fallen in the wars, is fantastic for me on a personal note, to be manager and to go and do that. And as I say, we'll have a great 3-4 days.
And great to see your father here in the crowd again today. Proud man, I'm sure, seeing you leading the team.
Yeah, my dad, you know, my dad, as I say, he's not one, he wants to stay away, he wants to, because he is a fan himself, he wants to stay with the fans. You know, I could have put him in the director's box, but he wants to sit there. And you know, but as I say, at the end of the day, yeah, he's good. He's been good, him and my mum, since I was a kid. I remember coming here, and you know, so it's good for him to be here and see his son, you know, get 3 points in the first game.
Well done, the proud man. Well done today.
Thank you.
And all the best for Belgium and for next week.
Brilliant.